SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, and thanks for joining us on the NITV News Podcast. More than 500,000 Australians have already cast their ballots in the federal election, with early voting getting underway. Up to half of the country's electors are expected to vote before polling day on May 3rd. Reporter Josh Van Staden travelled to the remote community of Perlinkimpi on the Tiwi Islands to witness remote voter services in action.
In Perlinkimpi, today is like election day, the only chance to cast a ballot in person while voting services are in town.
Which to vote? That's your own choices, okay?
And with a line out the door, these locals are eager for their issues to be heard.
More activities for the kids and houses.
Bring some money to the Tiwi Island. And like I said, the roads, housing. We live in an overcrowded house.
Volunteers from Labor and the Country Liberal Party are here to campaign.
They told me that she's best. She can do that.
Oh, I voted for Marion. Yeah, because she knows us Tiwi mob, you know.
The Tiwi Islands are part of the electorate of Lingiari, which makes up 99% of the Northern Territory. Peter Dutton has previously said flipping it and the Darwin-Palmerston seat of Solomon from Labor will be key for an election win.
The Northern Territory has the largest remote voter service delivery in the country. Over the next 10 days of pre-polling, 30 teams will travel to about 200 communities in the territory alone.
But despite record enrolment nationwide, the turnout of voters in rural and remote areas is still a major hurdle.
Weather, of course, weather events, sorry business in communities. So you can have these multi-layered effects, but we're doing everything we can do.
Experts say disengagement and feeling unheard in the political system is also playing a role.
When politicians talk to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people and take their considerations into effect, there can be greater levels of electoral participation.
But it's good for us to vote, you know, because then we can hear about what's going on.
A race to make sure every vote gets counted. Josh Van Staden, NITV News.
Peter Dutton has been declared the winner of the third debate of the federal election campaign as he and Anthony Albanese clashed over the cost of living, housing and healthcare. During the debate, Mr. Dutton emphasised the coalition's plans for budget cuts, reduced migration, lowering the fuel tax and supporting nuclear energy. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese spruiked Labor's plan to strengthen Medicare and education. The hosts, a panel of Channel 9 journalists, declared Mr. Dutton the winner.
We want to help people with cost of living pressures, and we want to make sure that we can keep people safe in their homes, in their communities, and also make sure that our country can be safe in a very uncertain time.
This is a time for building, for strengthening Medicare, for helping to make things here in Australia, for helping to build up our schools from early childhood learning through to our schools program, which will give proper and fair funding for every student.
Residents of the remote West Australian community of Junjunjara say they need urgent help with transport, housing repairs and the cost of living. A series of flood events have seen the road between Kalgoorlie and Junjunjara recently cut for 6 months. Scarce groceries are around double the price of city supermarket prices. Temperatures can top 40 degrees in summer and many houses are without working air conditioners. Other residents are without running water.
Got the shower block, toilet block, and the kitchen sink block.
You've got to wait for months and months because of this road.
A group of First Nations youngsters from Western Australia have finished one of the world's most grueling treks, learning the importance of leadership along the way. Ahead of Anzac Day on Friday, the 19 trekkers hiked the Kokoda Trail as part of a leadership development program run by the YWA.
Remembering the heroes of the Kokoda Trail. These youngsters finished an epic 10-day hike through Papua New Guinea's dense highland rainforest earlier this month. The trek through the rugged Owen Stanley Range retraced the path followed by Australian soldiers to repel the Japanese Army's advance on Port Moresby in 1942.
At the beginning, I was kind of nervous, like really nervous. When we started the trek, I was struggling. Like, I'm not going to lie, I was struggling a lot.
With the help of local porters, these young people from the Pilbara, the Goldfields and Perth hiked between 12 and 19 kilometres a day over arduous terrain and river crossings. They trekked past glorious mountain ranges and pristine rivers and experienced the traditional cultures of the people who live along the track.
First of all, I believe it was such a great experience. Nothing would have prepared us for what we actually encountered on the track. It was very challenging physically because it was a lot of stiff hills and mountains and mud and swamps and a lot of insects everywhere. And it was so challenging.
The program is designed to teach young kids resilience and leadership skills. Four of the kids had done the walk in 2023, but this time they were there to mentor and encourage the rest of the group through the 8 months of fitness programs and training camps before guiding them along the legendary and challenging path.
I've learned a lot from Kokoda. Like, leadership is one thing, like talking to people and encouraging them. And then the other one is like never giving up, always doing and always giving your best in everything you do.
Yes!
Lesson these kids will never forget. Brianna Holden, NITV News.
Interpreters in the Northern Territory say there's an urgent need for more staff. The Territory is one of the most linguistically diverse regions in the world. The Aboriginal Interpreter Service has been running for 25 years and translates 39 different languages. There are 230 interpreters working in places like hospitals and courts, providing information in language for services such as health and housing. But with a big demand for their services, staff are calling for more support.
Goes both ways, interpreting. It's not just only for our people, it's also for the services.
More training in that field. And like you got health, you got courts and others jobs that are really demanding.
And in rugby league, several First Nations stars have been named in the women's state of origin teams. Try-scoring sensation Tamika Upton will play for the reigning champions Queensland. Keely Joseph will also pull on a Maroons jersey. Game one will be played at Suncorp Stadium on the 1st of May, with Camilla Roy back Jamie Chapman taking the field for New South Wales. She'll be joined by Dally M winner and Wiradjuri woman Olivia Kenrick alongside Kira Dibb. Broncos coach Michael Maguire has left the door open for Ezra Mam to immediately return for Brisbane. The 5'8 will be available for the Broncos round 10 match against the Rabbitohs in 2 weeks. He was suspended for 9 games after being involved in a crash that injured 2 people and testing positive for cocaine. Maguire says Mam has been training the house down.
He's absolutely smashing himself in the background, watching him train and watching him go about things, head down and working really hard, not only on the field but off the field too.
And to the weather forecast now, Meanjin, Brisbane 25 and showers, Warrain, Sydney 25 and a possible shower or two, cloudy and 23 on Ngunnawal and Ngambri Country, Canberra, Naarm, Melbourne 26, 23 and partly cloudy for Nipaluna, Hobart, Tandanya, Adelaide 26 and Pantua, Alice Springs sunny and 27, a possible shower and 22 for Boraloo, Perth, and Garamilla, Darwin cloudy and 33 degrees. And that's all for now. I'm Luana Grant.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.